Our first article takes a look at the different members of President Donald Trump's team. President Trump has called his White House a fine-tuned machine. In reality, his team is among the most conflicted groups in memory, including family confidants, ex-Wall Street executives, realists, and a nationalist revolutionary. How do they compare? A quick guide to the men and women surrounding President Trump, presuming, of course, that they are still in place by the time you read this.
Chief Strategist Steve Bannon, 63. What's he like? In a word, terrifying. Bannon is a nationalist revolutionary who has said, "Lenin wanted to destroy the state, and that's my goal too. I want to bring everything crashing down and destroy all of today's establishment." Before taking charge of Trump's election campaign, this former U.S. Navy sailor and Goldman Sachs banker ran Breitbart, a right-wing news site whose political opinions have been described by Time as racist, sexist, xenophobic, and anti-Semitic. Reputed to be in love with war, Bannon believes that the USA will go to war with China in 5 to 10 years. A former associate of Bannon's, speaking anonymously, called Steve Bannon's presence in the White House literally the most terrifying thing that's ever happened. Crazy factor, 10 out of 10. Seriously, to quote Bannon, "Darkness is good. Darth Vader, Satan, that's real power."
White House Chief of Staff, Rince Priebus, 45. What he's like. Traditional Republicans were reassured when Priebus was named Chief of Staff. His job is to turn the president's program into political reality, negotiating with Congress and ensuring that the White House machine runs smoothly. A Washington insider, Priebus was previously in charge of the Republican Party and a critic of Trump, until Trump's candidacy became inevitable. The Republican Party base, and Democrats therefore, welcomed his nomination to this key post, expecting he'd be a moderating influence on Trump. But it seems the calm, experienced Priebus is being ignored in favour of radicals like Bannon. Indeed, his position could be in danger due to his failure to get a majority behind the president's programme in Congress. Crazy factor? 2 out of 10. Priebus is a moderate, but his name does sound like an obscure washing machine programme.
Vice President Mike Pence, 57. What he's like. The man who is one heartbeat away from the presidency is Trump's opposite in temperament. He's a cautious negotiator rather than a big-mouthed showman. And often, during the electoral campaign, Pence was used to moderate and qualify Trump's more outrageous statements. What the two of them have in common is that both used to be Democrats, not Republicans. As a young man, Pence hero-worshipped President Kennedy and only began to move to the right politically after he became a born-again evangelical Christian. His rise in politics came as part of the hardcore Tea Party movement, dedicated to reducing the federal government's expenditure and social responsibilities. At the time of being chosen as Trump's running mate, he was governor of his home state of Indiana. Crazy factor? 4 out of 10. On issues like gay rights, he is much more conservative than most Americans.
Senior Advisor Stephen Miller, 31. What he's like. The surprisingly young strategist comes from California's relaxed and wealthy Santa Monica, but there is nothing sunny about his disposition. He rejected his parents' liberalism as a student and became a right-wing isolationist, strongly opposed to immigration. He was the architect of the first travel ban on 7 Muslim-majority countries that caused chaos and mass demonstrations in the US before judges blocked it. When that happened, he said, "Our opponents, the media, and the whole world will soon see the powers of the president are very substantial and will not be questioned." That makes the US sound more like a dictatorship than the land of the free. Crazy factor, 8 out of 10. A big isolationist, this is the man who wrote the disastrous Muslim travel ban executive order.
Secretary of Everything, Jared Kushner, 36. What he's like. There is no such job as Secretary of Everything, but people use it jokingly for Kushner, a senior advisor, because he has accumulated so many roles, from domestic policy to peace between Israel and Palestine, in a short time. Trump's son-in-law, Kushner resembles him in many ways. Both were born rich and have exaggerated opinions of their own talents. When Kushner's father was jailed for financial crimes, he took over the family property business. In 2007, he made the biggest real estate deal in U.S. history, buying a New York building for $1.8 billion. Due to the financial crash soon after, he almost went bankrupt. The government should be run like a great American company, he says. Okay, but not one of his. Crazy factor? 3 out of 10. Most people see Kushner as a calming influence on Trump. Indeed, it is said Trump's wildest moves are on Fridays, when Kushner, an Orthodox Jew, is not there.
Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, 50. What she's like. A rare female in the male-dominated milieu of Washington political consultants, Conway, a lawyer, Republican pollster, and Trump's final campaign manager, says, "I tell people all the time, don't be fooled, because I am a man by day." She is now the administration's public face, constantly appearing on TV shows to explain and promote Trump's policies. But that's not all. She caused a scandal by using a TV interview at the White House to promote clothes and jewelry by Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter. "Go buy Ivanka stuff," she said. "Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online." Crazy factor, 6 out of 10. She is the person who first used the term alternative facts to justify Donald Trump's lies.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, 45. What he's like. Until recently, Spicer was a well-liked figure in Washington, D.C., where he has been a Republican press secretary for many years. He was seen as a relaxed, humorous character who had good relations with the journalists. That all changed when he accepted the job working for Trump, and from day one found himself defending statements that were plainly untrue. Acting upon direct orders from Trump and his advisors, who have designated the media as their main enemy, Spicer has become an aggressive, sometimes comically unreasonable figure. When the actress Melissa McCarthy produced a devastating parody of him on a popular TV comedy show as psychotically angry, it rapidly went viral on the internet. Spicer at first said he thought it was quite funny and totally got it. But Trump was reportedly furious that a man in his team was being played by a woman. Spicer might not last. Crazy factor? 10 out of 10. His press conferences have been called embarrassing, bizarre, and mind-bending.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, 65. What he's like. A surprising choice as America's chief diplomat, he spent his entire career in the oil industry, eventually rising to become chief executive of ExxonMobil. He's had close business dealings with Russian President Vladimir Putin and argued against imposing sanctions on Russia after the annexation of Crimea, which is official US policy. Strangely, he has seemed almost irrelevant since taking office. Tillerson was not even informed about key foreign policy moves such as the travel ban on 7 Muslim countries, and he doesn't appear to have much access to Trump. The State Department's budget is to be cut by 28%, meaning it will lose key staff and their knowledge. Diplomacy, it seems, is not part of Trump's vision. Crazy factor, 2 out of 10. Tillerson admitted recently that he didn't want the job. "My wife told me I'm supposed to do this."
Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, 66. What he's like. The man in charge of America's defense is reputed to be the most admired Marine in a generation. Extremely well-read, Mattis is known as the Warrior Monk due to his vast personal book collection. In fact, he always carried a book of quotes by Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and philosopher, into battle with him. People feel, therefore, that he is a mature, sensible voice in the White House, capable of restraining Trump from ill-considered military actions. But times are strange when the man thought to be the most reasonable member of the cabinet was once nicknamed Mad Dog Mattis. Crazy factor? 4 out of 10. Mattis famously said, "Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet."
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, 54. What he's like. Here's the irony. Donald Trump campaigned, above all else, as the candidate of the ordinary working American, promising to protect their economic interests. Then he put Steven Mnuchin in charge of the economy, a man who owned a bank, One West Bank, whose cruelty to those in trouble during the financial crisis was described by New York judge as harsh, repugnant, shocking, and repulsive. Mnuchin was born into money, so is far removed from Trump's working-class voters. After 17 years working for the bank Goldman Sachs, he became a producer of hit films such as Avatar, Mad Max, Fury Road, and the Lego Batman movie. He was recently criticized for an ethics violation, having said, "Send all your kids to Lego Batman," during an interview. Crazy factor, 1 out of 10. Mnuchin's sane, but the economy is now run by the man behind Lego Batman? That's crazy.
Head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, 48. What he's like. Like Donald Trump, Pruitt refuses to accept that carbon dioxide is responsible for climate change. He says there is tremendous disagreement on this question, although even Shell Oil and ExxonMobil now officially accept the role of CO2 emissions. So, of course, Donald Trump puts Pruitt in charge of protecting America's environment. Naturally. Crazy factor? 9 out of 10. Thinks he knows better than the scientists. Best not ask Pruitt if smoking is bad for you.
Assistant to the President, Ivanka Trump, 35. What she's like. Trump's daughter has long been one of his closest, most trusted advisors, and many people hoped she would be a moderating influence on him in power. Like her husband, Jared Kushner, she has an office in the White House, but, like him, is not paid for her work so as to avoid America's anti-nepotism laws. She has removed herself from direct management of her fashion brand and the Trump property empire, now managed by her two brothers. But many argue that this is only superficial and that the crossover between business and politics in the family is unacceptable. So far, apart from some support for working women, her influence cannot be seen. Despite her reputed green sympathies, for example, she didn't stop her father's reversal of many of Obama's key ecological measures. Once popular, public opinion is now turning against her. Crazy factor, 4 out of 10. So far as we know, she's totally normal. But with a father like the one she has...